Hey, sorry I'm a shuko, but yeah, I guess we can meet up tonight. I'll see you later.
Make me swear, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water, make me swear, make me harder, make me lose my breath, make me water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'ma be in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really about it. Why'd you hide it? Talk is cheap, so show me that you understand. I like it. Can you blow my mind?
FetLifeStation.com. It's that time, America. It's the time for Joy and Lester. Chopping up with Joy and Lester.
Make me lose my breath. Make me water.
From the Bronx, Dry books from the Bronx, and Lester. Period.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, everybody! It's Joy and Lester. Let's chop it up. Let's chop it up. Hey, baby.
Joy was good.
Just living. I want to put up a disclaimer first and foremost. If it's your first time listening, I must let you know I'm speaking like this because I have tongue cancer. So this is a blessing that I am even able to speak, period. So to be able to be on the radio and have a spot on the radio, it really means a lot because I wasn't supposed to be able to talk. So if I sound a little funny, it's because of my situation. But nevertheless, we're going to keep it going because we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. You ready, baby?
Ready, ready.
Ready as I'm ever going to be. Well, first off, did it not do like some bipolar stuff outside? It's freezing.
Freezing?
Oh, my God.
It's a little chilly.
No, it is freezing. It's beyond the mink coat today. It was beyond the mink coat today. It was more put on the town with the goose down and the case, the face covered, hands covered, legs covered, toes covered, everything covered because it was brick. 30 degrees this morning.
Well, you just got a call from Atlanta, Georgia. So can Atlanta, Georgia get on the chat line and tell us what the temperature is down in Atlanta? I got some people rocking out in, what part of Atlanta they're from? Kennesaw, Georgia. So
they from Fayetteville and from Jonesboro.
Oh, go ahead now.
Yes, yes. We are going statewide. We're not only in the Bronx, we're in Atlanta as well.
Yvette is on the line. She says, hello.
Hey, boo. What's up? We need you to come on time, man. What y'all want to talk about today?
It's your show, Joe.
Well, I know that, Lester. We're supposed to be having a conversation, Lester.
Let's get it. Go ahead. What's your first topic?
The first one is we cannot avoid this. We have to speak on this. I really didn't want to because I didn't want to give life to it. But this whole P. Diddy situation, it's really getting out of hand. It's now the fourth woman that came out.
What took him so long?
That's my question. Speak on it. Speak on it, my brother. We've been known that the industry, come on, what they call it, the casting couch. That's not a saying for nothing. We already know what's going on, but it's the ones that turn a blind eye that make it worse. You already a monster doing what you're doing, but it's the ones that you got on the payroll that turn a blind eye. Come on, this guy that's out now, his bodyguard, since when now you can talk? He better have had a DNR where it took him several years before he could speak up, because I refuse to listen to anything he said. If you sat there and you watched this mess, then you're just part of it as he is. What you think about it?
Well, I guess since he ain't on Puffy's payroll no more, he ain't got no choice but to speak, right? He got to hit all the social media to get that paper up, dog.
I guess, but Dad, like, you, his stories are so graphic. I'm like, but that's like working in the health field and seeing a bad nurse tearing somebody up. If you don't report that, you just as bad as her doing it to him or him doing it to him. So this bodyguard, he jumping on every paper, every social media or whatever, but I'm sorry, sir. You're not looking too good in this situation either.
It's Hollywood, Joy. Stop playing.
I know, but it's just so sad. Like, everybody that we try to have role model-ish, because, you know, you shouldn't really look up to other people. But if you so choose to because of their accolades, that's one thing. So, you know, Bill Cosby.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I got a soft spot when it comes to the Cosman, man.
No. You didn't even know what I was going to say.
Okay, go.
I wasn't going to pass him yet. What I was going to say was, he was a role model, and they tried to take him. They took him down. Now, Puffy Lord, who's next? Gary Coleman? Like,
yo, listen.
Oh, my God. Remember,
we don't mess with Bill Cosby, okay? We mess with Dr. Huxtable, all right? There's a difference right there. Okay. Remember, I'm
you
not...
have your soft spot.
Listen.
We are actually going to not even go there.
Okay.
We don't
know
that left.
No, it's cool because, listen, I'm not condoning anything that he did because Hollywood is Hollywood, okay? He was one of the first blacks to, like, bust down the ceiling and bring a whole lot of people with him. You know,
right.
Now I had females tell me this. Les, nobody forced him. And remember, they're overlooking all the good that he did. Send people to college, paid their tuition, paid their rent, got them into co-ops, condos, bought them houses. They forgot all about all that. Put all this money into all these black colleges, and they're going to take his statue down, take all his accolades back, give him back his money. They took everything away from him to glorify him, but didn't give him back his money, though. If you're going to do it all. That's all I'm saying.
They definitely not going to get back the money. But just on some devil's advocate.
Go ahead, Joy.
I mean, yes, they may have been willing because, of course, he's Bill Cosby. Who wouldn't want to go screw Bill Cosby or see what they can get from Bill Cosby? Let's keep it 100. Some girls knew exactly what the deal was. But as a female, if you put something in my drink, how am I supposed to perform?
Exactly.
A dead lay right now. Like, I would prefer you leave me alone. Let me do my free thing. I might get got a little more.
Okay. Now.
I'm saying, like, you putting pills in my shit. It's like, you don't want me to participate. You are enabling me to make a decision whether I want to or not. Bill, come on. You can't do that.
And that was wrong, Bill. And that was wrong. But.
Bill can't do that.
But. On the same note, if you knew he tainted your drink the first time, why you go back the second time and the third time and the fourth time?
Well, I'm going to talk to that one because that one we need to talk to. The one that went back for the third time, I need to talk to her. If she knew the first time something went wrong and she went back, now come on now.
Yeah.
You don't even got to drink the drink. You would throw that shit behind your head. You can fake it. It's still good time, y'all.
Yeah. She must have grew she must have grew up on the east side, because in the hood, your mama tell you, drink something before you go home, drink something before you leave home, and eat something before you leave home, so you ain't hungry at somebody else's house.
Exactly. He wanna sip a sip. Go on, sip a sip. It's all right. I'm good. It's all right. Bill, I know you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But listen, we're going to change gears for a second. Since you're talking about Puffy, somebody just sent me this article. It says, Mace claims it's more to T.D. Jakes and Puffy's relationship than you know.
What? I just saw that too.
Yeah. Yo, and I clicked on it. Yo, they got T.D. Jakes at a party with Puffy. Yo, he's dancing on the stage, and there's liquor and drugs and all this. And you know, somebody said, as a man of the cloth, you're not supposed to be in the secular world, right?
Exactly.
What's up with T.D. Jakes, man? People say he swings both ways. He look a little tight when he's walking around the stage. I ain't even going front.
You know, I'm going to need TD to bring to come to the altar.
He ain't coming. We ain't big enough for TD Jakes yet.
Also, a prayer, because we need to pray for him, because he definitely is letting the devil have his way. That's what it is. I'm going to put it on that. Because he know not what he do. We gonna say that. We don't wanna put him on the bash. What they call that thing now? The canceling the culture thing. We don't wanna cancel him just yet. We want some answers, T.D. Just give me some answers. What's going on?
Well, listen,
Puffy.
Listen, Benji from Atlanta put up a 30. What does a 30 mean?
I don't know, baby. What does 30 mean? I hope he types in and says he's coming back on. He's a marriage counselor too. He can help us out with that relationship.
Oh, we got a three-way him, Joy. After we go to the first break. Matter of fact, you know what? Let's go to break right now. Three-way him. Let's get him on the line. Let's talk about it. We'll be back in a minute with Joy and Lester. Ow. That's how you do it, Joy. That's how you do it.
Ow! Valentino. She got me thinking I could date a cop. Cause her uniform pants were so tight. She read me my rights. She put me in a call. She cut off all the lights. She said I have the right to remain silent. Now I gotta holler. Sounding like a siren. Talking about yeah. And I know she the law. And she know I'm the boss. And she know I get high above the law. And she know I'm wrong. She know I'm from the street. And all she want me to do is fuck the police. Talking about
when I get up all in ya, we can hear the angels calling us. And we can see the sunrise before us. And when I'm in that thing, I make it body sing.
Let's get it, Joy.
And we'd like to introduce you guys, Mr. Benjamin Walker.
Hey.
Residing in that ACL, but it's okay. We still love him anyway.
It's like that, huh? Okay.
And you know that, Big Ben.
Yes, sir.
What's good, man?
I appreciate y'all having me on. Nothing, man. All is well. God is good. I'm just here maintaining, doing what we do down here in the A. Yes, it was cold this morning. It was 30 degrees. I pulled out the old school Sherling on them this morning.
Not the just Sherling. Like,
yo, I pulled out the Sherling on them this morning with the bucket hat. And they were like, yo, what you doing? I said, look, I'm trying to stay warm right now. I pulled out the long drawers. I had the top and the bottom on. So, yeah, it was good.
You see,
it was real good.
I got the Sherling.
Damn.
No, we actually come on because last show we had a caller call in and they was talking about how difficult it was to date out here, what was people looking for, and so what was the question the young lady had?
I think it was something in reference to like love or something like that, man.
There's no more love out there. Like, if you're going to give any good piece of advice to our listeners, what would be the one thing that you could just give us that's just a little start to something?
Well, I can tell you for certain, one thing that I know that I've learned, because my wife and I have been so blessed to be premarital and marital counselors for well over 17 years. And one of the things that we have definitely found is that people make decisions to choose a spouse. And then when things go left, then they go and they ask God, oh, God, help me. And then God, on the real, because that's who God is like, wait a minute. You didn't ask my permission to date that person or to get with that person. You didn't ask if that's the person that I have for you, but you chose it. Now you want me to go fix it. But okay, because I love you, I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do because I'm God. However, maybe some people should stop for a moment, pray about it, ask God, is the person that you are now dating is the person for you? And then wait for the answer, because I promise you, within the first 90 days, the Steve Harvey book was real, okay? Within the first 90 days, you will know whether or not that person is for you, or you will clearly make the determination that I want this because this is what I want. Nothing else matters. And then when things go left, now you want to look somewhere else and point the finger, when the reality is you had the right answers, but you overlooked it. You knew he was lazy. You knew he wouldn't get up and go to work. You knew she wasn't no good. You knew she was hanging out in the club, still hanging out with her girls. She didn't want to be committed. She wasn't ready. He wasn't a good father to his first three kids. What makes you think he's gonna be a good father to your child?
You better talk. Come on. You better talk that talk.
I'm just saying.
Oh. That's very powerful though, but a lot of people don't. We don't wait. Mm-hmm.
No, we want what we want. We want it today. We live in a microwave society. God is blessed. Yeah, microwave society. We want it now. I want it right now. Right now. Give it to me now. But true love takes work, takes time.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know, I'm a man of God. So I'm going to drop God in there because it's what I don't know nothing else. Without God, I wouldn't be able to even do and be who God has allowed me to be. But what I can tell you,
baby.
But what I can tell you is that God has given myself, my wife, and my family the ability for us to come together as one and be a living example of what black love is. Because I'm gonna tell you, a lot of folks believe it ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, it's real. Because March, my wife and I will celebrate 25 years of
congrats
marital bliss.
Yeah,
thank you. And it has not, and it ain't easy, y'all. You gonna do double overtime? But that's what you gonna do to make it work, because it's what it is.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you, Mr. Ward.
Thank you so much
for participating and being on here with us. And hopefully, we will have you next week, because I think this is a nice little part, right?
Yeah, but listen, We can't let him go without asking him about TD Jake now. There's something surfacing around on the internet about TD Jakes was at a party with Puffy, and he's dancing and carrying on. Like I said earlier, you know, I don't know the Bible like you know the Bible, but I think there's a part there that says you're not supposed to be in that secular world, you know, but he's there partying and up on stage dancing. Then there's another shot with him and Puffy taking a picture. Puffy's got his head on TD Jake's shoulder, and TD Jake's got his hand on Puffy's private parts. That's a clear shot in the picture.
Oh, my God. We got some questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, one thing I can tell you is that we all have fallen short of the glory of God. There's not a man that has walked this earth other than Christ himself that that has fallen short. So I know we may put TD on a high pedestal and see him as being anything other than a man. And men make mistakes. We make mistakes all the time. That's why Christ came for forgiveness for each and every one of us. So I'm going to say that what's going on or whatever it is that TD has done, that's between him and God. Now, yes, he is held accountable because of his statute, and for much is given, much is required. So whatever the consequences are, trust that God's going to allow for whatever the consequences to come to him. I'm no judge. I'm not qualified to judge, and none of us are qualified to judge. So whatever it is that he's got going on is what he's got going on. But what I can tell you is that even Jesus himself went to the party. Not so much did he go to the party, but he also created the drink. He turned that water into wine. So know this. A lot of times, Christ wants to get a hold of the people who won't necessarily step in the church. So sometimes the church has to go where people are, to meet them where they are, to bring them out of where they are, so that they can become and do something better or different. So, period.
I'm done.
Well, you know what, Ben? We're going to have you on the regular, man. Joy's going to get with you after the show is over, see what your availability is. Even you can pop in for like 5 minutes and give us that moment of worship. You know what I'm saying?
Sure enough.
The word of the day.
From Big Ben from Atlanta, baby.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
All right.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, yes.
Peace.
All right. Joy, Ben seemed like a real cool dude, man. Originally from the BX?
Yes, that's my big cousin.
Ah, yeah. All right, now. We got to get him back again. You know.
He's related to me.
There you go. There you go. So.
Yeah, I always give him advice because him and his wife, Elise, oh, my God, they are so dope. And it's such a good example of Black love. Yes, you know, everybody's not perfect. We already know that. But to see an example right in front of you that's tangible, oh, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it.
And, you know, what he said really struck home because prior to me and you doing this show, Chopping It Up with Joy and Lester, I used to do a regular afternoon talk radio show with the, you know, I should be a PTA president. And one thing I used to always say, it's time for the Black family to get back to doing Black things, which means sitting at the dining room table, having dinner together, turning off the TV, turning off the radios, and just sit around and talk. Mommy, how was your day? Daddy, how was your day? Little this, little that, how was your school days? We got to get back to that. Forget all these electronics and all this stuff. Throw that stuff in the garbage for about an hour. Sit down and talk to your children. We are losing our children. Children talk to strangers more than they talk to their family members. I'm telling you. Because I got a high school right around the corner from me. And, you know, I didn't want to, but I stopped a couple of the kids. I'm like, yo, why are y'all wilding out like this? It's like, oh, man, you know this, you know that, all these excuses. And I'm like, bro, you don't want to get those handcuffs put on you. Once that strike is on your record, it seemed like nothing now, but 10 years from now, it's going to come back to haunt you. It's going to come back to haunt you. You know, and to me, one of the worst things they did was legalize marijuana. That's one of the worst things they ever did.
Oh my God. Okay. And it's not even real stuff anyway.
Thank you. That's why, and parents don't even realize their kids are getting sick behind that. They're smoking this synthetic weed, you know, with all these different flavors and tastes and all this stuff. These kids are bugging out. I have articles where this kid hallucinated in his room from smoking that supposedly legal marijuana. Okay, then we're going to jump over to the side like I did last week to say menthol cigarettes. Who does that hurt? Hurts the people in the black community. Shouldn't be smoking cigarettes at all, right, Joy?
Yep, you know I know.
Right. So, you know, and we got to take back our communities.
Yes. Know?
Chinese, Puerto Rican, African, black, Indonesian, Hungarian, Muslim, Caucasian, whatever the store is, the stores in your neighborhood must contribute to your neighborhood. I don't care what nobody tells me. Stores in your neighborhood must contribute to your neighborhood. It's like, Lester, what are you talking about? You can't force people. No, you can't force people. But what I'm saying is you got stores around the public school. Public schools always having fashion shows, you know, all this stuff, cookie sales, whatever. The stores in the neighborhood should be donating to the school. Everybody in the neighborhood spends money in these stores. And these people go back to their neighborhoods where they live in Jersey, Connecticut, whatever, Long Island. Come on, man. That's our hard-earned money.
Yeah.
And it's true. The black dollar leaves the neighborhood in 15 seconds. The Jewish dollar and all those other dollars keep circulating in the same neighborhood. They say, what are you talking about? I said, okay. Go over in Bensonhurst. Show me how many Puerto Rican stores you see. Far and few. Go in a Jewish neighborhood. How many blacks and Puerto Rican stores you see? You may see one Puerto Rican store. You ain't going to see a black store.
Nope. You right about that. Because I've been up in Riverdale. And I don't see any one of us.
Exactly. But we go up there working, whatever, getting off the train, the bus, whatever, spending our money in the pizzerias, the Chinese restaurants, and all that good stuff. Come on, man. We got to start thinking, you know what? I live here. My neighborhood could look just like that neighborhood. And look, I'm originally from the Bronx. And if you notice, there's a revitalization of the Bronx.
Yes.
People don't even see that. Go up and down the concourse. You'd be like, oh, snap, this building used to be terrible. Now you can't even get in there. The rent is like $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras, locked doors, everything. Swipe cards. I'm like, yo, look who's coming out of there. The Chinese guy, the white girl, the European guy. I'm like, yo, this used to be the crack building. Yeah, no more. Big apartments, nice elevators. Now down in the basement, they got the laundry room. And oh, man, forget it, Joy. Forget it. We are slowly losing us. But let's get back to the essence. What's our next topic?
Our next topic of the show is mental health check-in.
Uh-oh.
Checking in.
What do you mean,
Joy? Mental health is me.
What do you mean?
No, you know what? Every now and then, you should do a mental health check-in with your people. I want to promote that.
Okay.
I want to promote checking in with your family members, with your friends, with your coworkers. Coworkers is kind of funny because I love working with you, so I'm gonna check in with you. But you know, you might not get along with everybody at work. So thank God we only work together. That's it.
No, that's cool because I always hear that saying on TV: check in on the elderly. And physically challenged, just to make sure they're all right. If you go into the store, knock on your neighbor's door who you know is a senior citizen. Hey, Miss Johnson. Hey, Mr. Henry. I'm going to the store. You need anything? You know, you need me to take the garbage out for you? You know, you're going downstairs. Just check on them. I got you on a regular basis.
How about that? Nice. Yeah. That's
a simple phone call. That's it. How many people that live in your building exchange phone numbers?
Well, in my home.
Right.
In the house,
right.
Upstairs, which we have each other's numbers. And I also have my next door neighbor's number, but I only have one on the right. I don't have one for that. But we speak every day. So if they need me, they'll knock on the door. Because I don't know. That was a little. That's for another stuff. Oh, anywho.
Okay.
Anywho.
Okay. No, but it's just good to have that number just in case, because something could jump off in the middle of the night and you just can't get outside to knock on the door.
That's true. Well, I know we do have the light. We got to do that.
Okay.
But other than that, a lot of people don't change phone numbers. Because imagine the neighbor got your number and they see somebody up and your husband or your wife in the house. You know?
Wow.
I just had to throw them.
Listen. You
know, I just had to go left.
Okay.
You need a little bit.
We're gonna take another quick interlude because we got another phone call to make to bring somebody else on the line.
All right.
And
we'll be back with Chopping Up with Joy and Lester.
Period.
That you cannot fix. This is the beast that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, if he cannot pray. I need to find relief. But behind my mind, it runs. All these thoughts are troubling. Funny to give up my bed. Funny to be on my lane. My mind running to the other side. When it's time to leave my life, then it tries to take me out. You what I need, right? Yeah, I really need my love. I really need, I need to free my love. I really need time.
And we're back.
Yeah.
So
we'll just say we just had a caller that we'll say she was a little shy. We understand.
Yes. No pressure. We thank you for listening, period.
Please spread the word. Yes. Joy and Lester chopping it up. You know, yes. Joy from the Bronx.
All day, boogie yeah. down, boogie down. Yes, yes, yes. And we definitely want to bring awareness to head and neck cancer. It's going to be celebrated in April. I would love for everyone to wear a burgundy ribbon, represent head and neck cancer. Okay? There are more than one cancer out there besides breast. All right? Thank you, baby. Yes. But anywho, going on to our next topic, we were going to talk. You know what? I really wanted to talk about being a caregiver to a close person to you or a family member. I want to give a shout out and big up to all those out here that are listening to our show, that's out here in radio land, online. We appreciate you so much. You don't know how much it means to have someone that knows you and loves you be able to care for you. Because there are so many times when you want to do things and you can't do it on your own and you need help and you don't want to be a burden to nobody. But to know that you have a relative that's willing to take the time out to care for you is a wonderful thing. So if don't nobody tell you, Joy and Lester are here to let you know we appreciate you. Right, bro?
Most definitely.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much for the work that you do. And please continue on. And the color for honoring your caregiver is actually plum. You learn something new every day. All right. So now we're going to move on. So, first of all, I didn't even ask you how was your day. How was your day, Lester?
It was good.
Well, besides the whole cold thing we had this morning, you had a pretty productive day. It was all right?
Oh, of course.
Listen, okay. You
know, every day is a good day. With you. Every day is a good day.
All right, yes, especially as long as we're above ground, you know, that's how I call it. Well, I had a good day, too, besides the cold. My son went to spend the day at Cardinal Spelman. Oh, let's put it in the universe. My baby got a scholarship. Yes.
He got a scholarship?
I hope so. He's going on the 16th to take the test, so. But he applied for it. He wrote his essay and everything. Like, oh, that's what I wanted to bring up, too. Anyone with teenagers, please be mindful. This week was the deadline to get your high school choices in. Please check with your child. Check their book bag. High school placement if they're in the 8th grade. This was the week of deadlines. So please be mindful. I don't want you to miss out on those scholarships. Most scholarships have deadlines, so they don't go all the way until January. They're getting into school in September. So we gotta get working on this. But yeah, DJ went to Cardinal Spelman today. That was a good day. He said he enjoyed it. And they have a football team too, so that's a good thing.
So what position does he play?
Okay, see, now you're gonna get me in trouble.
Come on, if you're gonna pick him up.
Hold on. All right. This is what we're gonna say. Because he's the captain. Okay. And he guards because he's the biggest one.
Okay.
My son is 6 feet tall, 200 pounds.
Okay.
At 13. He guards the guy who has the ball.
He's a linebacker.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Yo, you listen. You're going to be the football mom out there talking about, shoot the ball, shoot the ball.
Yes. Don't do me like that. I know a little bit, but he going to kill me because he tell me every time, all the time, what his position is. And I just can't remember to say my soul, but I am all team DJ all day. What's his number, boo? 56? DJ number 56, right? Yeah, 56. Yes. Woo, go DJ. Oh, he's going to get me in trouble. Lord have mercy. Thank you, baby. Yes. But well, listen, what time is it? It's 6:40. It's not time for a commercial, is it?
No, no. I just want to elaborate on that little thing about head and neck cancer. I was just reading something where it says head and neck cancer develops from tissues in the lip and oral cavity, the mouth, the larynx, the throat, the salivary glands, the nose, the sinus, or the skin of the face. The most common types of head and neck cancer occur in the lips, mouth, and larynx. Symptoms predominantly include a sore that does not heal or a change in the voice. In those with advanced disease, there may be unusual bleeding, facial pain, numbness, or swelling, and visible lumps on the outside of the neck or oral cavity. Given the location of these cancers, it is possible for an afflicted individual to experience difficulty in breathing.
Now, for me, I had the open sore that wouldn't heal.
Okay.
On the tongue. And it developed over time. Like, my tooth was digging in the side of my tongue.
Right.
So it wasn't no type of other disease or anything. I didn't have a cold sore. It was nothing like that. It was purely, I started, my tooth was sharp, which I'm afraid of dentists, and which I know is pretty common in a lot of people. It's the drills and stuff that freak me out for some reason. But, you know, I still got a pretty smile. I do go when I need to go. But see, before this, I was just a little timid about, like, needles and stuff. I just couldn't take it. But anyway, I wish I would have went sooner. But my tooth was sharp on the bottom. I had like a back tooth, and I should have got it shaved down to where it wasn't afflicting the tongue at all, but I had already started getting a cut in the tongue. So about a 6-month span happened where my tooth, she went into the bridge, fixed the tooth, everything, beautiful smile, all that. Still, I talk with a lisp. So she thought maybe my tongue was resting on the teeth. So we did all kind of oral back antibiotics, all kind of stuff like that, and nothing was helping. No salt water, no nothing. And unfortunately, it looked like my tongue exploded from the inside, and it was just open. The tumor, it was a tumor that had grown from the digging of the tooth in the side of the tongue. Now, granted, I was smoking and drinking at the same time.
No.
So that didn't help. So that didn't help at all. So, once it was open, my extracurricular activities got inside as well. But they didn't say that that was the cause of it. They just said I have it.
Okay.
So to this day, we still don't know whether the smoking caused it or not, because I met another young lady in my support group who never smoked a day in her life, and she has tongue cancer.
Well, we have to get some of these people from your support group on the line, as well as, yeah, let's say, we're here to spread awareness about all types of cancer.
Yes,
you
yes,
just
absolutely
happen to have tongue cancer.
Tongue cancer,
and that's
yes
what started the show, you know.
Yes,
you know, I asked
yes
you 2 years ago to do this show. 2 years ago. I said, come on, Joy.
It's all in perfect timing.
Yeah.
It's all in perfect timing. Earlier, I didn't sound as clear. I probably sound a little weird to the people that know me, but I sound really clear compared to just knowing my situation. So a year ago, this wouldn't have been able to happen. My mom was all crazy.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but, you know, everything is in due time, and I got more to tell. My story isn't over.
Yeah.
My story's not over. It's just begun. This is just a bump, a little pebble in the road, I'm going to say, because I'm not even going to say it's a bump, because I'm halfway through it. And I do believe that I will come triumphant, become triumphant on the other side. That's that. But yes, it's definitely, I want, actually, What we could do is every month I'll give a new color for the body to celebrate that cancer.
Okay.
So I'll get the, yeah. So because we want to inform our listeners to make them know as much knowledge as possible, so when they're talking, they know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
I mean, we're not going to say you're wrong. Not going to say you're wrong ever.
Right.
We all know.
Both of my sisters, one has sickle cell, the other one has thyroid, and my girl, she has thyroid. She's in remission. We want to touch all cancers. We want everybody to tune in to Joy and Lesson. Just chop it up. Send us a phone number. We'll call you during the break, get you on, and just tell a little bit about your story. When did you first realize it happened, and how did your family take it? Speaking of that,
right.
Let's not forget about your daughter's book. Come on now.
Oh, yes. Oh, I need to promote Mommy, Why Did You Slow Down? By Joy and Edina Brown. We are collaborating with a wonderful publishing place to get our book published before. We were trying to get it before Christmas, but that doesn't look like it's going to be possible. But we will be getting the book out very soon. And it is a conversation with your young child about cancer. It's my conversation with my child about how I told her I had cancer and how she reacted and how she's reacting and how she's doing presently, because the story's not over. So we'll get that out. I'm going to probably read a couple of excerpts from the book every now and then. I'll put it up for you guys next week. So that's something to look forward to, a little excerpt from the book.
Well, can we have your daughter read a chapter for us?
That would be wonderful. I will definitely let her know, but we're going to have to pay Nunu. Nunu said, I got a job. I'm on the radio.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
That's me saying that. I got a job. That's my job.
She wants royalties.
Yes, Nunu wants the royalties. Nunu wants a paycheck.
Okay, we're going to have to do something for her. But listen, checking out the chat, right? Checking out the chat. Of course, you got our man Benji. Then you got Miss Jackson saying hi, y'all, loving the show. You got Allison loving the show. Great to you both. Hey, Joy girl.
Hey.
Then Benji says again, let's talk about sickle cell.
Yes. Yes, we got to add that too. Not just with cancer. We definitely have to bring that awareness as well. BB, you get to tell us about that on the next show.
Yeah.
That could be something you could tell us about, because you know more.
And Miss Jackson said again, pay that baby. Pay Nunu.
Nunu, they rooting for you, boo. They saying we got to get you a check.
Word.
We got to get you a check, baby. Look. She said, tell me, Lester, how much?
Oh, we got to discuss that off the air.
Off the air. That's Mr. Lester to you, ma'am.
We're going to have to sign a contract. We're going to have your mommy and your daddy sitting down. We got to sign a contract.
Lord, too much work. Too much
so
work.
Nobody can, because this starts out as fun. Somebody else hear it, it could take off for her. You know what I'm saying? Once she started reading that book that she wrote.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, get that
Don't
copyright.
Get her
put that disclaimer up there. Anybody wants her, they got to speak to the agent.
Yes. Jay Boogie from the Bronx, Joy all day, yes.
And remember,
reach out to her mother.
Her little brother's 6 feet, 200 pounds, so she got a bodyguard.
Her big brother. That's my big brother. He's 13. DJ don't play, and he don't play about his Nunu. You don't play about his Nunu.
That's my brother.
That's her brother. I hear you. And Benji said again, bet, meaning bet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Great, man. Listen, again, man, we want everybody to, join in, chop it up, And just spread awareness, man. This is what this internet radio is all about. We don't want to put out the bad news. We want to put out the good news, all
good
the fun
news.
Stuff.
Yes,
man.
Yes,
listen,
yes.
All
yes,
you people
yes.
out there listening, let's go back to the old school. Anybody out there know who can bake the best sweet potato pie? Who can make the best chicken? Who could do the best hair? Who's the best girl in your neighborhood that can jump rope? Okay? Who can play skelly? Who can roller skate? Let's bring this family stuff back. We're going to have Benji come on and give us that gospel stuff for real, man. That verse from the Bible that's going to strike something in your brain. You know what I'm saying? To bring back the love into the black family, man. It's all about fun, but it's about family and love first.
Yes.
So remember.
If you know me, that's what you know I'm all about. That's it. I'm all about that.
I used to tell everybody all the time. By the time I used to pull that truck up in the Bronx, Joy and her husband is there. He's laid out in the chair sleeping like, oh, man, I can't wait to get home. Where's this guy with this truck?
7 a.m.
Oh, my God. As soon as the truck pull up, he's out.
Not even a sugar goodbye. No,
Joy is like, oh, he just got off work less. He's tired.
Oh my God.
That was hilarious.
Like, okay, see you later.
Like, yo, this dude is late, man. Those were the good old days.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that we actually had a job where we were sticking stuff up people's noses? For a living, for 12 hours in a van.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, that is crazy. Listen, Princess chopped in. She said, yes, new, get your coins. Shamie said, yes, this was amazing. Nelly said, my family is the greatest. Nelly says again, Joy and her sisters cooked they ass off.
Oh my God. And you know what? I ain't gonna lie. She ain't never told no lie.
Listen, we gonna do one better. We gonna find somewhere up in the Bronx a community center, something that's gonna allow us to come in and do this broadcast live, and we're gonna have a cook off.
Oh no.
Come on, man.
Everybody do different things.
That's
like I'm macaroni and cheese and turkey.
Listen.
I know my strength. Give me a bird. I can do anything to it.
Well, we're going to have to compromise. Got to compromise, you know?
You just want to eat.
That's it.
Just say you want us to feed you. Yo. Don't even put no competition out there. Yo, just say, listen, can y'all put something together? Because I just want to eat some. That's all. Like, that's just put it out there. Because right now, that competition thing. There is no competition because everybody cooks something different.
Yo, Benji said, let's do it. Allison says, great energy. Love this. Yo, come on, man. You got to bring the community back. Yeah, how many people have children in school and we don't know each other as parents? The kids know each other, but we as parents, we don't know. We pass everybody each day. We're on a bus, the train, we're in the supermarket, grocery store, CVS, Walgreens. Come on, man.
Yeah, my baby will talk, and then I'll be like, oh, who's that? Like, oh, that's good. She go to my school.
You see?
I'm like, oh, okay.
Got to get to know the parents, man, so we don't become strangers.
Yeah, that's true. No, but when we go to the bus stop, you know, it's a good time to chop it up at the bus stop when you're meeting the kids out in the beginning of the building, when they're coming out the building, everybody, instead of being so stuffy and having on your bonnet and your pajamas, you know, you don't want to speak to nobody. You can say hi.
Well,
it's all right.
You know what? Maybe we could do it in your child's school. Out to school.
PS153, Helen Keller.
Helen
Keller, if you're out here listening, yes, we would love to come.
That's with the eyes, right? Helen Keller Institute.
That's where Nunu goes. She goes to Helen Keller.
I know that school up in the Bronx. I used to fix the vending machines up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a talented and gifted school.
Yeah, look at that.
Uh-huh. And I will definitely give you the information. You can call the parent coordinator.
Yeah,
they
man.
Do a lot of stuff.
Let's see if we can make something happen.
Hey, we have the information. We're going to keep it. We're going to just keep shooting for the stars because this is going to be bigger than just the Bronx. Well, we already in Atlanta. Ooh, ooh. Ew, ew.
Hot Atlanta, baby. Ew. Hot Atlanta. Listen, speaking of Hot Atlanta, I got to shout out the real-time news reporter down there. That's my niece, Tanasia Kenny. So all those that are in Atlanta, check out her page. You know, she's a news reporter down there, young, gifted, and black, college graduate, doing her thing, man. They dubbed her the real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia. She's all over the place, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's doing her thing down there, man.
Oh, okay. So well,
check
ahead.
Her out down there, Big Bang.
Big up.
Look her up. Tanasia Kenny, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia. Check out her stories.
All right, Miss Kenny.
Yeah, man.
Yep. So, look like we only have about 4 more minutes
four
left.
4 more minutes to go, man. So,
I had a ball.
Yeah,
I had a ball. What you mean, man?
And Nelly said, don't forget about Charlotte.
Oh, of course. We got to put Charlotte on the map. That's where everybody's at.
I got an aunt down in Charlotte, too. Charlotte is nice.
They trying to get it is beautiful.
It's beautiful, man. Oh my God!
They trying to get me, but I can't go just yet. Y'all, just hold my spot.
Watch this. Real New Yorkers don't go to the South. Sorry, Ben.
Well, we gonna have to change that because there's plenty of real New Yorkers right now on the line. Talking to you from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah,
Nelly
man.
Is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes. Listen, all jokes aside, when I go down to Kennesaw, I'm like, man, I want to stay, y'all. Oh, my God.
I know. It's like night and day.
You get your money's worth. You get your money's worth.
Yeah, we still on.
Yeah.
Look at the man. Now he coming at the end of the show. We got 3 minutes left, and now the man going to come in. Really?
That's your son?
That's what we do. No, my husband.
Oh, we got to catch him next week. We got to catch him next week, man.
No. This is my thing. All right, here you go.
There you go. There you go.
David, come say hi to the people. What?
He ain't coming?
I don't know. He know we got 2 minutes. Oh, I guess he said, nah, forget y'all. Oh, we keep it 100 in here. He don't care, radio or not. Whatever. I guess he want to check too. That's what Damon Nunu get it from.
Nelly
damn
said.
People.
Nelly said, "Oh no, he didn't." Benji said, "As he should." Nelly said, "Hey, David."
They saying hi to you, and you just ignoring the whole show. We got 1 minute left, babe. I can't stand him right now. It's all right. He's done. He don't want to do it. He gone. Hit the music, maestro.
This is it, baby. We out. Joy, have a good one.
Yes, 99. Chopping it up with Joy and Lessa.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough. And I used to think that I wasn't wild enough. But I won't waste my time trying to figure out why you playing games, what's this all about? And I can't. come around, please tell me, baby, why you go so far away? Why you go away? Never knew what I was missing, but I knew what we start kissing. I found love. Never knew what I was missing, but I knew what we start kissing. I found.
Bronx and Worcester. Period.